You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. Governor Snyder has proposed spending an additional $130 million over the next 2 years on early childhood education. The governor's plan was announced yesterday as part of his budget proposal. Tim Bardick is an economist with the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research in Kalamazoo. His book, Investing in Kids, Early Childhood Programs and Local Economic Development, was published in 2011. Tim Bardick, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for inviting me.
Is the governor's proposal for funding early childhood education welcome news?
Well, it's certainly a significant step forward for Michigan, for advocates, for more higher quality preschool for more kids. It's certainly welcome news. It moves the state forward. It only moves us about halfway there, though, towards truly universal access to high quality preschool for all kids. And there could be some concerns about some negative side effects of how it's financed.
What are the negative side effects that are potentially there?
Well, I mean, the program is the funding will come out of the school aid fund. So that's the same fund that's used to fund K-12 education. The governor's budget for most school districts has little or no increase in the foundation grant. And of course, K-12 has been squeezed quite a bit, particularly over the last 5 years. So the issue is, if you're investing in pre-K because you think it will create a better state labor force, a more competitive state economy, attract jobs by having higher skilled workers, which I think there's a lot of evidence that pre-K can do that. And at the same time, you're disinvesting in real terms in K-12, then, you know, some of the disinvestment in K-12 will harm the efforts to build a high-quality workforce. I mean, you need high-quality preschool to really be effective in building a high-quality state labor force, but you also need to continue those investments as kids go through the K-12 system.
What are the other things that Michigan would have to do to have a real high-quality pre-kindergarten program for preschoolers?
Well, what this plan does, it moves Michigan from having roughly 20% of all kids currently, of all four-year-olds, are in the state finance pre-K program, the Great Start Readiness Program, which is very highly regarded. This plan would roughly double that to about 40% of all four-year-olds would be enrolled in high-quality preschool. But the leading states, for example, Oklahoma, has 74% of all kids enrolled in high-quality pre-K. And in Oklahoma's case, when you combine that with the kids in Head Start, essentially there's universal access to high-quality preschool for any four-year-old in Oklahoma. So it moves us from, put it another way, we're currently 24th in the country in the percentage of four-year-olds in our state-funded preschool. This would move us up to 11th. It doesn't move us up to the top five.
There must be a pretty big gap then between those very top states and then the states right after them. If we're talking 74%
right,
Oklahoma,
right.
40%.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's a huge variation across the country in what states are doing in this area. I mean, and it's very volatile. A lot of other states are moving forward. Massachusetts recently announced a big initiative in preschool. There's stuff going on in Indianapolis. There are many places are looking to how to expand high-quality preschool, including, of course, here in Kalamazoo County. Another issue I just wanted to bring up is this. Another thing that may be underplayed in some of the coverage of this proposal is the governor moves the amount per student from $3,400 per half-day slot to a little over $3,600 per half-day slot. So that's an increase of about 6%. However, it probably cost about $4,500 to have a high-quality half-day slot. So in order for this program to really work, the local school districts will essentially have to cross-subsidize it to a considerable degree. And with some of the budget crunches, a lot of the K-12 districts have had trouble doing that.
Would that mean that wealthier districts may be in a position to take better advantage of this because they could be better able to subsidize it?
Well, yeah. If a district has more resources, it's better able to subsidize it. Otherwise, it becomes kind of difficult to run the program because, you know, the state's giving you so much per student. It costs you more to provide a high-quality program, and the program does have quality standards that the state promulgates that you have to meet. And so the question is, can you afford to put an extra $1,000 per kid into making it a high-quality program and basically take the money away from the other kids in K-12.
We have about 30 seconds left. Tim, do you sense in the time since you wrote your book that this issue has been getting more attention? And is that a positive, even if you have some problems with the details of how it's getting done?
I think this is a very important step forward. I don't mean to imply that it isn't an important step forward. I think that we're moving forward. I think it's great the governor endorsed it. It's great that there seem to be political leaders in both the Michigan House and Senate who are supportive of this. And, I think when I say it's half a loaf is certainly better than none. That's common sense. And I think we're moving forward. And I hope that this is only the first step towards Michigan and Kalamazoo really expanding access to high-quality preschool.
Tim Bartik, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Tim Bartik is an economist with the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research here in Kalamazoo. He's also the author of Investing in Kids, Early Childhood Programs and Local Economic Development. You can find a link to his blog at our website, wmuk.org.